Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody. It's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you again for tuning in with me on this Tuesday morning, this newest edition of The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I'm excited to have you with me, and I am your host, and welcome. Today, my guest is Steph Palermo. She lives in the Massachusetts area. We were able to connect online, and she does a lot of really interesting things. She is an intuitive soul healer, but she's also an author, a speaker. She has her own radio show. And she also hosts retreats in Sicily. And we're going to have a really interesting conversation about a lot of things. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So, all right. So you and I were talking a little bit before I hit record, but tell my audience a little bit about you, your background. I mean, you obviously offer a lot of amazing things, but I'm sure all of that didn't happen at once.
No, actually, it has taken me years. I was born with a rare disorder, Poland syndrome. I'm right side affected. I have one smaller hand with missing fingers. I'm also missing a pectoral muscle. So growing up with that, I was also steeped in Sicilian traditions growing up and witnessed a lot of abuse and some violence and as well as dealing with kids and how I was treated because of my limb difference. And at the same time, I always knew deep down that none of this was in vain. I always had something bigger to give back. I knew that, I also had spiritual gifts that I didn't realize. I thought everybody saw the world the way that I did. Because of the trauma in my life, I started to reject my own intuition and my own gifts and, you know, just basically put them aside and never really tapped into them unless it was really, in front of me. And, you know, it was in fear, out of fear of knowing what was coming. Mm-hmm. And so that whole childhood experience teed me up to make some not so great choices in my life. I married somebody who is, himself an abuser and is an alcoholic. And I do have four beautiful sons. They're fabulous. They're all adults and I love, they're great. But I remember in my marriage, my gifts were coming out and I tried to talk to my ex-husband about them and he wouldn't hear anything. He wouldn't hear any of it. Besides getting away from all of that, I knew that I wasn't in the right place. I was not well. So I decided that, you know, I needed to end this marriage. And after 24 years of being married, I was divorced. And with that, I needed to start working. I needed to get a job and I needed to start something. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to do what I love. I'm going to start, working with people. And I got on the radio when I was in Atlanta. I got a radio show and I started there and hired a business coach, started to tap into, what I love writing. I've written a couple of books. I started with blogging and then I put that in a book and then really getting comfortable in my own skin with my own gifts, with the gifts of, healing and knowing and I'm actually, at times I work as a medium and getting clear on those gifts and morphing it into a business. And at the same time, I'm still continuing. And to this day, I still have my own healer that I work with. And, you know, because I think healer and coach, I mean, I have some, you know, I work on my business as well and staying aligned with my life and my business and doing what works for me.
Yeah.
So that I can bring that to my clients and audiences.
Yeah, totally. And I'm sure the fact that because of, you know, the traumas that you've been through, that's, you know, no doubt has led you to the work that you do now with people and helping them really heal themselves. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, we see this in so many, even therapists and, mm-hmm. and drug and alcohol counselors, they themselves suffered with addictions and all of that. We definitely go that way, but I knew at a very young age that I was destined for much more, mm-hmm. That, you know, that life was not, that kind of a life was not for me. And that I was meant to be out there and doing for others and serving.
What I find interesting about your story is that you sort of like discounted that for a long time. And, you know, which I think as human beings, we're conditioned to look around, and I don't want to use the word copy each other, but we're conditioned to not pay attention to those things, you know, because everything, well, I don't know what that means. Well, that's, I don't know if that's a fact or not. It's like we live in a facts-based, you know, world almost.
And so, well, and I, yes. And I also feel that for me, not being comfortable in my own skin, not loving myself, mm-hmm. always feeling like I was the joke, mm-hmm. and being humiliated, mm-hmm. those factors. And, you know, and I don't know, I think this happens a lot of times with entrepreneurs as well. Mm-hmm. The people around us, if you're not, you know, putting on a suit and going to an office, but you're doing something out of the ordinary, you get the eye rolls and, you know, and you get the naysayers and, are you making money yet? And,
oh, I know. I've heard that too in my career. So
all of that, like, what are you doing? You know,
yeah.
And, or, you know, my mom said, I just want you to settle down. Well, I said, Mom, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, what does that mean for you? Because I'm not going to be watching Judge Judy every night. I'm sorry.
Yeah. <That's funny. laughs>
Settle down, you know, Wheel of Fortune and Judge Judy. I'm like, I said, that's not me. Settle down is being aligned and breathing and loving my life, whether it's here in Sicily or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what in terms are there? Two avenues I think we can explore here. So I'm just going to start with one. Let's start with kind of your own journey and how you prioritize self-care, because obviously with healing yourself, you know, because your story, you're using your story as inspiration that it's possible for other people.
Absolutely.
Be curious to just hear a couple things, like your perspective on loving yourself as a form of self-care. And I mean, quite frankly, like, what are the ways that you prioritize yourself now?
I like to say it's extreme self-care. It's not mainly going to, it's not just going to the gym. It's not just getting my nails done. It's engaging in activities that are aligned with me and they empower me or they fill me up. They raise me up. They elevate me. And it's saying no to those draining situations and people mm-hmm. that, you know, basically want to put your pilot light out. They want to, you know, squash your, you know, or hide your light or mm-hmm. maybe just drain your energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I find that saying no to and keeping at arm's length people that really don't wish you the best, aren't so happy for you, even if it's just a feeling, you just know that they're just not, they're kind of saying, you know, that you're a joke or whatever mm-hmm. you're doing is not, you know, is not valid.
I also think, especially as entrepreneurs, that we come across people that, you know, to your point, that maybe don't quite understand not just the mindset that we have in terms of, you know, developing and broadening our base and how we appeal and help people, but also to your point, the people who are not like in our corner supporting us, like outwardly, you know, the people that would say, oh, that's great. But, you know, it's like, those really aren't your people.
No, absolutely not. And my rule of thumb is if people are not living their best aligned life or pursuing it, they don't have the space or the capacity to be your cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So, yeah. So if they're not living their best life, people who are misaligned are usually burdened with the monotony of life, of whatever they have going on. They're burdened with so much. They just don't have the space to support you.
Their reactions are much more about them than about you. And the problem.
Absolutely.
People.
Well, because they're this. I'm sorry. No, it's because they're so unhappy in their life, whether they admit it or not. They're the focus.
Yeah.
They're instead of being outwardly focused, like focused on service, those of us who have released all of that, we can focus on service because we're no longer shackled by all of that stuff, that low vibration stuff that we
Generally speaking, other people's behavior towards us is a function of where they are. It's not a function of where we are.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that if we would allow ourselves, and to your point, I think the work is always to, you know, look in the mirror and say, am I living my best aligned life? Am I doing things that serve me every day? Am I surrounding myself with people who challenge me and elevate me and, you know, call me out when I need to be called out instead of just telling me exactly what I want to hear all the time? I mean, I think to me, that is a huge piece of self-care.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, who surrounds you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who surrounds you? You know, in other parts of self-care, is your mindset. Mm-hmm. Are you pursuing a mindset that serves you, or are you serving a mindset that you really don't want, you know, that really does nothing for you?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So let's shift gears just for a few minutes then. And the work that you do to help your clients, what are some of the, for lack of a better way to say it, you know, limiting beliefs, negative thoughts, perceived roadblocks that they have as to how they don't feel like they're aligned? Because my bet is that some of that is directed at how they practice self-care too.
So with clients, how they're not, the question you're asking me is to gain clarity is, how are my clients misaligned?
Yeah. Like, what are some of the things that they come to you with, like that are potential roadblocks, right? Like, you know, what are some of the things that you hear from them as opposed to why they don't feel like they're living their best life?
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
I feel that the biggest problem, and the biggest problem that I see, is with other people. I mean, relationships are the biggest heartaches, whether they're, you know, it's a boss that's mistreats you, or a coworker, or your family, a love, you know, a partner, a love partner, your kids. People struggle with relationships because they don't know how to establish healthy boundaries and respect those boundaries. Mm-hmm. And they're so afraid of losing people or confrontation or abandonment. They're terrified of other people and standing in your truth.
Yeah.
And there's also the opposite side of that, where somebody is overly confrontational and to keep people away. You know, there's both sides of it, but mainly for me, I see people that are struggling. They have a hard time making changes in their life because they're worried about what somebody else in their life is going to think, say, feel, or do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think that, and I know I see this a lot with my clients too, that, you know, it's like they're just living on default. You know, they're living like in a repeat loop, doing the same things, you know, and to a large degree, you know, that's part of their identity too.
Well, 95 to 99% of everything we do is subconscious anyway. We're all on autopilot to some degree. Some of us have, more or less, you know, because we're working at it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're living the life that is the lie of that domestication, which is, you know, if you go back to, the Four Agreements with Don Miguel Ruiz, he talked about the lies of domestication. And what we're shown and told the way life ought to be lived. We've always done it this way for centuries, or, you know, and it doesn't even have to be said this way.
Yeah.
Or why, you know, just like my mom saying, you know, why aren't you settled down? You know, I want you to settle. Well, that's her idea of what life looks like.
Yeah.
That, you know, you get looked at sort of, sideways.
Yeah, we get a lot of other people like projecting what they think is best onto us.
Right. And it comes from a very early age. It comes from school. It, you know, even the learning process, you know, everything about our childhood shapes our beliefs.
Yeah.
And then if we're lucky enough to wake up and have that little spiritual awakening that says, there's got to be more.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just it. Please tell me no. There has to be something more to this life.
Yeah.
You know, when we have that, and somebody who does that has gone from a sleeper to somebody who's awake.
Yeah.
And then it's.
I also think that, you know, we have to just help empower people and help them understand, you know, that this is something that can be changed. You know, I think there's a lot of belief among people that, well, this is just the way that it is. I just don't know how it's going to change.
Yeah. They say, you know, life sucks, then you die. And I go, oh my gosh, no.
I know. Oh, I'm with you. I agree.
You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, no. You know, even if it's a pouring rainy day, oh, it's a terrible day. No, it's not. This is a great day to watch movies or, you know, whatever, or to, you know, hang out or maybe clean out a closet or do whatever. You know, I think that it's the mindset right there. But yeah, people, you know, we've been told one way or another that life ought to be lived this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it really isn't. That's not our life. That's not the life that was meant for us. And I'm a firm believer that it's not the life that's meant for anybody. The same old, same old. It's really a life that's aligned. It's filled with love and joy and laughter, connected to something greater than yourself, whatever you believe that is, whether you want to call it the universe, God, spirit, source, inner being, that loving, creative benevolence that wants us to be in relationship.
Well,
and
we're meant to, our lives are not supposed to be lived the way that a lot of people do it. You know, it's supposed to be easy.
No, not at all.
That
I think the majority of folks are not living the life that
Agree. And I guess what I was trying to say is that, you know, look, it's 50-50. There's going to be the good and the bad, right? But the object is that we are created to live our most abundant lives. And it's the habits and the belief systems and the patterns that we fall into, largely, some of them are no fault of our own, that keep us from doing that. And I feel like there are a lot of...
Absolutely.
And this is one of the reasons why I do what I do, because I always want everyone I come in contact with every single day, whether they're a client of mine or not, to know that, you know, you can have your best life. You know, it's all possible for you. And I feel like we have to keep saying that as many times as we need to.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I feel that so many people, when they transition back over into non-physical, I feel like they probably have some explaining to do as to why they, you know, why they were offered this beautiful existence and they didn't live it. They were so unhappy or so stuck really shackled to things that really have no, I often go, oh my gosh, do people realize how some of this stuff is so unimportant that's going on?
But a lot
on.
Of it people really... don't think like that though. They don't. They think that is their reality. And you and I both know that, you know, it is possible to change that, but it takes work and dedication and having a toolbox of things that, you know, whether it's a mentor or a coach or a community or whatever, they can help you with that. You know, we're really not meant to live in isolation.
Well, and I think though too, people are resistant to investing in themselves. They don't see the value. What happens is they're not living their best life. So they're missing out on time and they don't realize that their time is money.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, you can put a dollar amount on your own time. And if you do that, then you'll see that you're worth it. Then that, oh, you've lost all these hours.
Our time is our most valuable asset.
And people don't put a value. They don't put a value on it at all. And so instead of, you know, missing out on years and years and years of your life, spend a few thousand dollars and get a coach. You know, you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars on other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that you think are filling you up, but really are fleeting. You know, how many Gucci bags do you need?
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's a misappropriation of values and what we perceive to have the most value for us. And when you're looking outside of yourself, be it to your point, the Gucci purse or the expensive vacation or the new car or whatever, you know, at the end of the day, that's not going to fill the void that's you know, causing you to question that I need to go outside of myself to find what I need.
And here's the thing about, you know, some of these things that people spend money on, it's fleeting. So it won't maintain, but experiences will. Like
absolutely.
Living your best life, you know, living that life and so working with somebody like me or you or somebody else, get a therapist, get help. I don't know. Whatever you do, get help somewhere. You know, whether it's going on retreat with me to Sicily or working with me one-on-one or listening to my radio show to, you know, whatever it is, do it so that you can find a way to live your best life and manifest that which you dream of.
Yes.
You know, that you think, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yes. No, I totally agree with you. So I am betting though that there are people out there listening to this and this is coming right on time for them. But I'm wondering if you have any easy tips, any, you know, easy pieces of advice, anything. I always want people listening to walk away with at least a couple of golden nuggets that they can start to implement into their life right away. What do you suggest?
Yeah. So the best way to move forward in, you know, on this journey and to evolve and raise your vibration is to do the next right thing that feels good in your soul. And as you take those steps, soon you will lift your gaze and your scenery will have changed. You know, I mean,
right thing that feels good.
Yeah. You be in tune with your body. Your body doesn't lie. It tells you what's happening. If you're exhausted or if you're in a situation where you have a sick, you know, stomach or a lump in your throat or you're dry, you know, dry mouth or you're shaking or, you know, your body is telling you what's going on. And then you can start to make choices when you're paying attention to your body. And then when you make those next right choices that feel good, sometimes saying no to things, saying yes to that which serves you, little by little, you'll change your environment. And, you know, you may even, you know, change people in your life because they don't like what you're doing or there's no space there.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like how simple that tip is, because I think anybody listening can think about what today in this moment, what's going to be the next best thing that I can do to move myself forward.
That's right.
You know, and it's funny, we often don't think that simple is enough. You know, we say, well, it can't be that simple. Well, yes, it can be that simple.
Yeah. Less is more.
Absolutely. Yeah. Say it again.
Less is more.
Where can people find you?
Okay. I'm everywhere. First of all, I'm currently taking deposits for my retreat in Sicily, June 16th. That's going to be a blast. Only 6 people. It's exclusive. We have a driver. We don't do buses. This is an amazing opportunity to learn to live a blue zone-ish life where you're really learning to live better, not just longer, and being aligned. I also have my one-on-one program called It's the Divine Line, but you can find me everywhere on social media. I'm on Facebook. I have a free Facebook community called Get Real with Just Steph. Okay. I have the Just Steph Show fan page on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, The Just Steph Show. Yeah. So I'm everywhere, but people can reach me at steph@juststeph.com. Mm-hmm. My website is juststeph.com and it has my story and everything is on my website as well.
Fabulous. Fantastic. I really appreciate you making time to talk to me today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Allison. It's been fabulous.
Of course, my pleasure. So anyone out there listening that wants to connect with Steph, you will find all of her links in the show notes below. You can find her Facebook pages. You can check out her radio show. Or if you just want to go to her website and learn more about her and her story and her body of work, you will find all of that in the show notes below. The email address is steph@juststeph.com. And, you know, all of the other links that she shared. So please make sure if that is something that interests you and that you're, if that feels aligned for you, to please reach out and connect with her. I just want to say before I hop off here today, like I always do, but I never want a day to go by where I don't express my gratitude, because I know it takes a village. And I know that as we discussed today in our chat, your time is your most valuable asset. And any of your precious time that you choose to follow me, to listen to me, to help me share my message with others, just know that is the best compliment that you can give me. And just know that I am so thankful for all of your support, because we're going to keep going. There are people in the world that need what we're talking about. But the conversation that we had today, Steph and I, if you have a friend or a business colleague that needs to hear it, please feel free to share the link with them as a gift from me. And if you would like me or my team to do that for you, please go to my website at www.theallisonk.com and connect with me, and we will be happy to do it. And of course, you're more than welcome to reach out to me at any time by going to my website and connecting with me there. And that website again is www.theallisonk.com. Thank you again for all of your support, and I will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.